this meeting to a special committee on energy and order at the regular reflect that it's 3:36 p.m. on Thursday, March 31st, 2016, and we are in the Bell's hearing for the Town Store Building. At the record show, we report on the new business, meeting members present, our volunteer, Senator Bishop, Senator Keating, who were expecting the Senator Hart and momentarily, as well as myself, Commissioner Machiki. I'd like to recognize our committee staff. We have Ann Buckleberg with Andrew, and Matt Smith with BOIL, and Lynn Smith, of course, myself. I'd like to remind you to please turn off your cell phone. Bill Spencer for DNC Ranger, Senate Bill 192, Senate Bill 193, and House Bill 143. Senate Bill 192, data bonds, loans, fund, and the loan will not be earned since HB 143 containing is now in committee. This bill is sponsored by Reverend Yost. Fund 93 is extended exemption for small power plants as a second hearing, and we'll begin with the CS HB 143 finance. We are preparing until March 15th. Terry Harvey and Reverend Yost are here, so please join us at the table and identify yourself in the record and explain the bill. Welcome.
Thank you, for hearing the bill. My name is Kathy Munoz for the record. I represent District 34. The bill would allow ADA to consider conduit financing of up to $140 million in conduit bonding for the financing of the City Current Hydroelectric Project. The project is 42 miles south of Juneau, and we tie it to the Snowsham power line and bring power to Juneau. The project capacity would increase Juneau's capacity rather by 20% approximately. It is estimated that about 60% of the power would go to the Kensington line, which would enable the Kensington to displace between 7 and 9,000 gallons of diesel fuel per day, which would be very beneficial to the line operation. In addition, the project will power the turbines necessary for the Juneau District Heating Project located in downtown Juneau. The project is in the final stages of permitting. The final FERC permit, as well as the EIS and the Corps of Engineer permits, are due in summer 2016.
Questions? Committee members? Mr. Chairman, Tyler is not representing the U.S., and I'm here to briefly over the changes made in House finance in our bill that would a little bit of a variation from the bill that you saw last. So if the administration is available, I think not the most changes briefly. In Section 1, the bill was amended to specify exactly the type of bonding that would be used by ADA. They referred to it as conduit issuance bonds. We've heard them described in the past as building as pass-through type bonds and or standalone bonds. We felt it to be a positive change to spell out exactly the type of bonding that would be used in order to not expose ADA or Alaska to any financing on their own to avoid any further debt that they might grow themselves if they so chose to go that route. We made sure that in the current language to specify that any bonding passed through a conduit bonding facility would not count against Alaska's annual bonding cap of $400 million. And it does not expose its credit, and it does not, any bonding that they would help find for this entity would not be held against Alaska's cap. Section 2 was a section that in the original bill that address the link and transmission line, which is an important component of the project. And we had proposed originally to allow any authorizer to consider bonding for that project through the Power Project Fund. On further review of the current status of that fund, and it's a general chair today from Anna to help us with that if need be. The fund was just not capitalized in a way that we felt was going to be appropriate to go that route with the Power Project Fund. So there are other means for financing, and we decided it best to just go ahead and pull out of the bill and focus on the Power Project itself with the pass-through conduit. Another change, a slight change for the original ability to sum up the same version. There is a repeal date on this proposal, and it was changed from June 30th, 2019 to June 30th, 2020. Those are basically the three changes that you will see from the Senate bill you just saw about a week ago or so and the bill before you today. Questions on the changes for CS for House Bill No. 43? Seeing none, appreciate the explanation. We're going to open up the conversation online. So, please. Testimony on CS for House Bill No. 43, Finance. Is there anyone in the room that chooses to testify? I see a bunch of folks here for questions. Yes, certainly. Just come up and identify yourself in the record and take your time. I'll start. CEO and President of Hydro Power. Just wanted to, I didn't know that I would be testifying on this because I thought we were doing the Senate version. That was last week, but just wanted to let you know this is an important bill for us. We started this project in 2009. I pretty much spent all the entire world. Aspects of it, both the infrastructure earlier this year. I think that Anna and Anna will be a good partner, plus, mostly for the focus on just the process of them. Actually, understanding that it's not a commitment, it's just a possibility of funding. And so, with that, I'm going to take any questions.
Questions from Mr. Koshak?
Thank you. Anyone else in the room like to testify? Seeing no one, we're going to close public testimony on Bill No. 43. And only a specific hearing, this is the first hearing of this version. I'm going to hold it for one more meeting and see what kind of questions, if any. We have complete numbers. And I know that on the next meeting, we'll start here at the times. With that, that brings us to the end of today's. for that, you know, this is a second hearing on this bill, and the changes are minimal. I mean, essentially, in Section 1, they're just specifying the type of bonding. Section 2, they eliminated a link in our project, which makes it even more specific. In Section 3, it extends the date by 1 year. And if I have the support of this committee, I have no problem with the end of today. If that's the case, I entertain a motion, Mr. Chairman.
CS, SB 143 Finance Version S, your committee with independent recommendations, and the company, Zero Fiscal Development Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. HB, let the record reflect, I would be passed HB. My chapel is important to continue our receipt relation, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move we pass HB House Bill 143 Finance Commission from Committee with Individual Recommendations and accompanying Zero Fiscal Note from the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development.
And no objection. CS Race 2143 Finance is passed from Committee with Individual Recommendation and attached Zero Fiscal Note from DCCED. And guys, we'll take the meetings and sign the resolution. Next up, Senate Bill 183 is extended exemption for small power plants. Justice Logan, if you can please rise at the table. I made Chairman Pickett online also from the RCA and will be available for questions as well as Stuart. When the committee comes to you before us, can I please have a motion to adopt this CS? I move that we adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 193 version W, dated March 20th, 2016, and now we're expecting to for the next session. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let's see if I can explain the changes or we can get an explanation from the chairman. Okay. Mr. Chairman? Just to discuss the changes of the CS, which explain them if you like. He's right here in the room. I know that the sponsors are changes of Jesse if you like. Feel free. the record testimony she does have to sign her before. The change in the CS for you is 1.41 or 8.10. The original bill had extended the exemptions to January 1, 2026, and the changes to extend the exemption to January 1, 2020. This falls in line with the original extension of the bill in the past 2010 to exempt this power plant consuming the amount of time that there was a federal tax exemption for some renewable energy projects. Those tax exemptions have been extended to 2020, and this change here reflects the federal bill. Thank you, Mr. Logan. Any questions for Mr. Logan? Do you remove your objection? If I remove my objection, that's 100%. With that, we left public testimony open. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify on Senate Bill 193? Seeing none, any questions by committee members? What is the wish of the committee? Mr. Chairman, for the record, I move we pass the CS Pursuant Bill 193, ARG version of W from Committee with individual recommendations and recovery, general fiscal vote from the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. And objection. Senator Hoffman, welcome, Senator Hoffman. Our objection, Senate Bill CS for Senate Bill 193 is passed in committee with individual recommendations and with an attached zero fiscal vote from the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. And I am nothing before us. This meeting is adjourned. I want to thank you again for being here, Senator Hoffman. We are adjourned at 3:56 p.m.